I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
Good morning. I ran for president to rebuild the backbone of the middle class, this country. That's the backbone. To build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, and make sure the economy was stronger than it was before the pandemic. Since I came to office, that's what we've done. Historic vaccination efforts that saved lives, helped our economy recover from the lost jobs during the pandemic. 10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America. Proving that made in America is no longer just a slogan. We're rebuilding our roads, our bridges, our ports, our airports. We're delivering clean water, high-speed internet to every American. And the price of gas at the pump is coming down. It's down $1.20 this summer, and just this week, last week, it's fallen another 10 cents. And today, we have further proof that we're rebuilding the economy in a responsible way. Today, my administration announced that this year, the deficit fell by $1.4 trillion, the largest one-year drop in American history, $1.4 trillion decline in the deficit. Let me repeat that, the largest ever decline in the federal deficit. Let me be clear. This record deficit reduction includes the cost of my student loan plan and everything else we've paid for. The deficit is down $1.4 trillion this year, even after accounting for 30 years of debt relief paid in advance. You know, this follows last year's drop of $350 billion in the deficit. And because we're making sure the largest corporations pay their fair share, cracking down on billionaire tax cheats and giving Medicare the power to negotiate lower drug prices in the future, beginning to just getting underway, which lowers one of the biggest costs that government and families have to pay. We'll reduce, because of that, the deficit another $250 billion over the next 10 years. You know, we're going from historically strong economic recovery to a steady and stable growth while reducing the deficit. Building an economy where everyone does well, where the poor have a ladder up, the middle class does well, and the wealthy do very well. They're not hurt by it. And this is the economic vision I've had for America and the reason I ran, one of the reasons. Republicans in Congress have a very different vision. Now, listen to me closely. Congressional Republicans love to call Democrats big spenders, and they always claim to be for less federal spending. But let's look at the facts. The federal deficit went up every single year in the Trump administration, every single year he was president. It went up before the pandemic. It went up during the pandemic. It went up every single year on his watch, the Republican watch. In fact, in 3 years before COVID hit, the deficit ballooned by another $400 billion. They're the facts. And one big reason for that is Republicans voted for a $2 trillion tax cut, a Trump tax cut, which overwhelmingly benefited the wealthy and the biggest corporations. And that racked up the deficit significantly. On my watch, things have been different. The deficit's come down both years that I've been in office. And I just signed legislation that's going to reduce it even more in the decades to come. Now, Republicans in Congress are doubling down on their commitment to explode the deficit again. Just this week, it's hard to make this stuff up. Just this week, Republican leaders said if they get their way, they're going to extend the Trump tax cuts which are due to expire in a couple of years. Extend them. They said they'll repeal the corporate minimum tax of just 15% that I just signed into law. 15%. They'd allow the largest and most prosperous corporations in America to go back to paying zero in federal income tax, which 55 of them did in 2020. They said they'll repeal the lower prescription drug cost, and it will take effect next year, these major reductions in the drug costs don't really kick in until next year. If Republicans repeal it, it's going to raise costs on to millions of seniors, and the cost of the federal government will be billions of dollars. Put it all together, the Republican plan would add about $3 trillion to the deficit. $3 trillion. That's their plan. That's what they did under my predecessor, and that's what they intend to do again. Adding another $3 trillion to the deficit is reckless, it's irresponsible, and it would make inflation worse. For Americans, the deficit could not be clearer. We don't have to take my word for it, what they're for. They've laid out a plan and they laid out very clearly. Congressional Republicans say, and you all know this, their number one priority is to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, here's what that means. If they get their way, the power we just gave Medicare to begin to negotiate lower prescription drugs goes away, gone. If they get their way, the $2,000 cap on prescription drug costs, which takes effect next year, maximum any senior would have to pay no matter what their drug costs are, would be $2,000. Goes away, gone. The $35 a month cap on insulin, which takes effect next year, folks on Medicare, gone. The savings on health care premiums of $800 a year for millions of Americans under the Affordable Care Act, gone. And of course, they're still determined to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which means an end to the protections for tens of millions of people who cannot afford health insurance because they have a pre-existing condition. Let's remember that. We're talking about millions of people will lose their health insurance because they do not have a way to get it because they have a pre-existing condition. That's gone as well. And they're doing everything they can to get gas prices. We're doing everything we can to keep gas prices down. The Republicans are against it all. And it's all part of the trickle-down mentality. Let me be really clear. I will not yield. Thank you.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.